We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me seat? I see the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Boris Karloff. Yep. America's number one pinup goal. Yeah, I'm a sucker for his kind of pictures. You know, they can't be too horrible for me. The regular mortis, the better I like it. Huh? You don't like them? Well, did you ever see Frankenstein? Dracula? Oh, to go to the movies, you like to forget your wife. Well, look, Duffy, I'm busy right now with this war bond thing. Yeah, every joint in the neighborhood is selling bonds tonight. Grogan's Bar and Grill, Cavendish, The Undertaker, Palucci's Fruit Store, Lefty's Metropolitan Museum of Pool. Yeah, the stores all got signs for their customers saying, buy bonds, invest in your future. That is all except Cavendish, The Undertaker. Well, I'll call you back, Duffy. I'm getting a show ready for the rally. Okay, go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, our singer Bob Graham, Reed B. Reeves and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Boris Karloff, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Finnegan. What do you have tonight?
Boy, I'm hungry enough to eat a horse. Huh? On second thought, maybe I'll just have a hamburger.
One hamburger?
Right.
What you want on it?
Get some pickle, lettuce, mustard, relish, and a dash of mayonnaise.
Good. How about some ketchup?
What, and ruin the flavor of the meat? Hey, where's Archie?
Well, he's in the back room working on the new opus.
Eminent James.
No, this is a play. See, it's for the bond rally tonight.
Oh, another play? Say, Eddie, is Archie any good as a playwriter?
Well, there could be worse plays than his, but he would have to write them.
Boy, Eddie, is this play gonna stop?
Oh, hello, Finnegan.
Hi, Archie. Hey, what's this new play of yours?
It's a horror play.
It might be better than you think. You know what, Joe Manson? You know what is the trouble with your play?
What, my learned colleague?
Your play is way too smart for the average mentality. Personally, I understand them. But what about all the guys who ain't as smart as me?
Oh, him. Look, Finnegan, please stick to your own racket. Don't tell me how to write plays, and I won't tell you how to be stupid.
But, Mr. Austin, how can a horror story sell bonds?
Eddie, this one has a hidden message.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. You should never hide the message.
What should I do?
Hide the play.
Hey, that's a good one, Eddie.
Hey, you see? See, Eddie, you have become the idiot's delight.
Well, good evening, boys.
Hey, fellas, it's Clancy the Cow.
Clancy,
I ain't seen Hyde and Jekyll of you for weeks. Glad to see you. Will you have a little something?
Well, it's fourth night. Start of brawl. I am feeling a little chilled. It's a cold night.
Clancy, yes or no?
Well, if you insist. I just have a little nip. But please know, just a small tumbler full.
Okay, Clancy, say when. Clancy, by the way, did you hear that Duffy drop dead?
Quinn!
Okay, here's the drink. By the way, I see where you've been keeping yourself.
Well, it's a long story, Archie, my boy.
Naturally.
Well, you see, they've been teaching us policemen jiu-jitsu. Ah, marvelous science, Archie. With the flick of the wrist, you can break a man's arm. Well, anyways...
To make a long story short...
One night, I caught a burglar robbing a jewelry store. So I sneak up behind him, grab him, and then, with the flick of my wrist, I broke my arm.
Oh. So you was laid up, huh?
Yeah. Ah, but it was kind of nice, though. I got a chance to be home with some kids for a while.
Oh, yes? How many kids have you got, Clancy?
Five or six, I guess. Yeah, but I hardly know them. You see, they're sleeping when I'm working.
And you're sleeping when you're working.
Certainly. me children, they're practically strangers.
Oh, that's tough.
It sure is. Kind of hurts a man when he walks into his house to have his own son holler, "She's at the cop."
Well, you gotta take the bitter with the sweet, you know. What brings you down here tonight, Clancy?
Tonight? Why, I'm down here on official business.
Now, wait a minute, Clancy. If it's about serving them little kids, I can prove they was midgets.
No, Archie, no. It was about the bond drive. The commissioner has decided that the man who sells the most bonds in this neighborhood will be crowned king of this year's policeman's ball.
The guy that sells the most bonds, huh?
Yes, Archie, it's a great honor. The winner gets to meet the mayor and the governor. And we'll have as queen the entire chorus of the Gaiety Burlesque.
Holy cat. All of them beautiful dames, you really have them down there?
I guarantee it.
How are you so sure?
We're raiding the joint the night before.
Well, that explains, huh? Well, Clancy, shake hands with me, Majesty. If I can get Boris Tellup to act in his play of mine tonight, I'll sell him bonds like wild cake.
Ah, good luck to you, Archie. Well, now I've got to go and talk to the rest of the tourists in the neighborhood.
Hello, Archie. Oh,
hello, Miss Duffy.
Hello, good evening, Officer Clancy.
Well, good evening, Miss Duffy. My, you're getting to look more like your mother every day.
Thanks. That's a very pretty compliment.
Oh, yes? Well, I haven't seen your mother in a long time. I'll be back later.
Okay, Clancy.
Say, Archie, I got an idea how to help you sell bonds.
What, Miss Duffy?
I'll open up a booth and kiss every man who buys a bond.
Miss Duffy, you think it's right to penalize a guy for patriotism? Forget it. We'll do it with me play.
Archie, you don't have to be insulting. If I'm willing to give my only two lips for my country, to give them in a thrilling kiss.
Who'll be thrilled by it?
I will. I love it.
Yeah, but it's going to be pretty tough on the guy.
So what? This is war.
Thank you. Miss Arthur?
My tailor. Gotta buy a suit for the policeman's ball. Elf Gone Candy Store? Would you please walk up one flight and call Sam the clothing man? Thank you. You see, if them burlesque dames is gonna be there, I gotta be dressed to the queen's taste, you know. Hello, Sam. This is Archie. Archie! From Duffy's Tavern. 38 pounds, 22 chest, double padding in the shoulders. Fine, how are you? Hey, Sam, I'm thinking of getting a suit. You got a nice double-breasted gray flannel in my size? Yeah, how much? $15. Sam, for that price, I could buy a new one. Look, Sam, why is it so dear? You have to have two bullet holes rewoven, huh? Well, I'll be down later to look at it. Okay, Sam. Holy cent, $15. That's inflation with one pair of pants.
What is this inflation?
Well, Finnegan, that's one of the main things, you see, that can happen if guys don't buy bonds and keep them.
Oh. Hey, Alex, what is this inflation?
Well, inflation is, shall we, do you know what deflation is?
No.
Well, inflation is just the opposite. You see, when the output of currency in the country becomes larger than the ingots of gold in Fort Knox, this causes circulation, see?
Well, that's obvious.
But, now, on the other hand, you see, money is very sensitive to fluctuations because it's so legally tender. Therefore, should any demonetization cause the gold standard to fall below the 14-carat mark, then, consequently, the dollar goes up, see? Or rather down, causing prices to soar down. Or is it up?
How could war bonds stop this inflation?
Well, it's simple, Finnegan. You see, war bonds is printed on the same kind of paper that money is. Therefore, when you buy war bonds, you're taking this paper out of circulation. And, therefore, the government can't get paper to print the new money with. Ergo, this reduces the amount of outstanding exchequer, which, in turn, ergo, prevents inflation. See how simple it is?
Yeah. All I needed was for somebody to put it in my own language.
Well, look, fellas, do you mind if I get in on this financial discussion?
Archie was explaining to me about inflation.
Yes, and quite erroneously.
Hey, Arch, what does that mean?
I don't know, but keep quiet. Maybe he'll throw us a hint.
Now, you see, Finnegan, if there's too much money in circulation, it lowers the value of the dollar and so raises prices. That's inflation.
Now, just a second, Graham.
But, Archie, we studied at a college.
Where do you think I landed? At reform school?
Well, Archie, when you went to college, did they have economic courses?
No, sir, we pay full price for everything. Like money's worth.
Personally, I found Archie's explanation quite satisfactory.
Thank you very much, Clifton.
All right, fellas. I defer to superior ignorance.
You defer to superior ignorance? Well, that's better. Now, go ahead and sing, Bob. You see the way he backed down, Finnegan? Now, come on over to the table with me, and I'll explain to you how the Englishman pounds sterling.
Refreshing.
Huh?
Usually when I walk into a place, they all act scared of me.
Oh, well, you see, Mr. Karloff, when a man has worked at Duffy's Tavern for 10 years, the only thing that can horrify him is the thought of another 10 years. Hey, Miss Arthur, you're coming.
Where?
Oh, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Hey, you're Boris Karloff. I didn't recognize you. You seem so unmonsterly. You know, in the flesh. By the way, that is flesh, ain't it?
I beg your pardon.
Well, please forgive me, rude acidity. By the way, I understand your English.
That's where you have the advantage. I don't understand yours.
Hey, the guy is witty, too, huh? Gee, you know, but you're so different from what I expected.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? That's your surprise. But that still don't make you no Tyrone Power. But, you know, what ever made a mild guy like you go into them horror pictures?
Horror.
What do you mean?
Horror of not eating.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. You know, them pictures of yours have helped me a lot with Dane.
My pictures?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I run across a Dane that plays hard to get. So what do? I take her to see one of your pictures. Yeah, well, you know, when a dame gets scared, she likes to have a man's arms around her, you know, so usually after 10 minutes of one of your really scary pictures, hard to get has been got.
Glad to have been of service.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. Anyway, Boris...
Sayaki, are you...
Hey, what is that?
Pretty startling for both of them. Boris Karloff, meet Clifton Finnegan.
My, say, you're the new one, aren't you?
Finnegan, you don't seem excited. This This is the famous forest call-up in Payson.
Well, to be truthful, Archie, I'm a Bela Lugosi man myself.
Please, I wish you'd be more flattering to our guests. The call-up is much more horrible. This Lugosi is just an upstart, right, Forrest?
Definitely. I remember him when he didn't have a coffin to cop in.
You mean he was broke?
Broke? 2 years ago, he walked up to me on Hollywood Boulevard and said, "Say, mister, can you slip me a nickel just for a cup of plasma?"
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Karloff. I don't get such a thrill out of them parts you play. I get a bigger kick out of them vampire boys.
Vampire boys? Finnegan, vampires is bad.
No crazier than the guys they played.
See you, will you? Oh, wait a minute, Finnegan. I almost forgot. There's a part in me play for you. Here. Go study it.
Yeah, okay.
You'll have to forgive Finnegan, Boris. His mother was frightened by everything.
So what's this about a play?
Well, you see, we're having a bond rally here tonight, and I wrote a little horror play for you to act in.
Oh, dear. Can't I just make a speech?
But, Boris, you ain't seen this thing. It's a horror play, and yet it contains a message.
Oh, an allegory.
No gorier than the average. Here, look it over.
The crowd is getting impatient.
Oh, tell him I'll be with him in a second, Eddie. A repeat, a little music, please, huh? Have you looked over my play?
Yes.
Great contribution to the war effort, huh?
Contribution to the war effort? Archie?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
And here's the second, you overgrown Peter Lorre. Nah. I think you're starting a fight now. Leave us get the thing going. Trumpets, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get that guy a new trumpet. Ladies and gentlemen, to commence off our war bond rally tonight, Mr. Boris Karloff, that famous star of stage, screen, and cemetery, joins us in bringing you a new play entitled Young Monster Malone. Or, I'll Be Sawing You. Or, A Monster Is Born. On with the show. Music, please. I am a mad scientist. My laboratory is hidden away in a lonely castle. This castle is covered all over with moat. Yes, I am mad. The children in my village call me Jakey. But I just laugh and pat them on their little heads. Then I take their heads back to the castle. One miserable night, I was sitting with my associate, a fellow mad scientist. Suddenly, he spoke.
Oh, doctor? Oh, Dr. Frank?
Yes, Dr. Stein. What is it?
Why are you looking so pale and weak, Nick?
Oh, it's that Dracula.
Oh, so you were over to his house again?
Yes, he had me for dinner last night. We got to get to the laboratory and finish that monster we're making, but how can we make him talk, Dr. Frank?
Yes, that's our big problem. How can we make him talk?
How about beating him over the head with a rubber hose?
It's unscientific. Besides, his head is apt to come off. And we'd have that all to do over again.
Wait, I know. Where's Jenkins, our mad butler? Jenkins! Jenkins!
Jenkins, would you mind to go to the stock room and get us some spare parts?
What do you have?
Well, let's see now. We need a medium-sized jocular vein, a nice full-throated larynx, and, oh, yes, a polka-dot bow tie.
Yeah, but, Doctor, you used up the bow ties and the larynx on that crooner we made.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. We don't want to make another one like that. Something. Boy, this will be the grimmest, cruelest, ghastliest monster I ever created.
You'll never top this play.
Quiet, Jenkins. Well, Stein.
Well, Frank.
You know, this will be our 31st monster.
31. Imagine.
Have you heard from any of our boys?
Oh, yes. I got a letter from one of them today. Doing very well in Hollywood.
An actor?
No, a producer. Well, we must go to work, Doctor.
Shall I put my mask on?
I thought you had it on. Now, what's the use? He can't see anyway.
The operations table was ready. We was about to begin our evil ventures into the supernatural. The room was quiet. I spoke. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yes.
Have you injected the man with Novacord?
Come, let's get the monster finished.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Knife.
Knife.
Glue.
Glue.
Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Now pass me that adenoid.
Here. Here you are, Doctor. Now, I'll take care of the inner sanctum.
Now the electricity.
Yeah. Will it work, Doctor?
I hope so.
Good luck, Doctor.
Good luck, Doctor.
Doctor, come.
Look at him. Weird looking, ain't he?
Why, he's opening his eyes.
He's gonna speak. Speak, monster.
I am inflation. The waste monster of all. If you waste your money and don't buy funds, I, inflation, will destroy all of you.